Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Nope. There we go. Wow, that was a close one. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I just want to give you a real quick heads up. We're going to be out there nationally, so you're going to start seeing us outside of the 159 stations that we're already on and affiliates across the country, as well as broadcasting into 53 different countries. I just want to let you know you're going to probably see us on the national circuit on radio stations you've probably never heard of before. This will all probably start tomorrow, but with that said, just giving you a heads up, when you see us, give us a high five, call the radio station, tell them thanks for having us, tell them to pick up our show, the Sons of Liberty Radio. If they appreciate it, so on and so forth. So we're going to start actually digging in a little bit deeper and making more of an effect than what we already are right now. So we're going to have some public relations people really kind of throwing our show out there across the boards to jump on some more of these national circuits. I wanted to also show you this. If you haven't seen this, it's interesting because this just came up on my feed yesterday, or actually this morning. And if you look at it, it is... the Sons of Liberty radio show. This is in 2014, okay? We've been with Genesis Communication Networks for some time now. And by the way, if you cannot see this and you can only hear this, I'm highlighting it for you. But if you'd like to jump on social media platforms, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live at the top of that feed as well. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you'll see what I'm showing you right now. And it shows you the top GCN live streams. Now, again, this is back in 2014. Okay, Sons of Liberty, a little more than half on the gauge. The Center Lane Show, a quarter of the gauge. Alex Jones, oh, a third, if that. The Jason Lewis Show, even less than that. Robert Scott Bell Show, even less than that. So I'm showing this to you again to show you the effectiveness of telling people the truth. People are hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and they want to be told the truth. They don't need some eloquent guy sitting there telling them all these things that they themselves don't understand, which is, for the most part, 99% of what you see out there. What they want to hear is they want resolve, and that's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio. So again, I just wanted to show you the degree of censorship and suppression going on this show, to the degree of being criminal is to say the least, friends. And again, we've covered this so many times that it just popped up today, and I wanted to take the time to share it with you, to show you again, friends, who we are, what it is that we do, and the effectiveness of who we are. Now, you know, it's interesting. I noticed this more and more, and I was talking to someone the other day. I noticed more and more across the boards how the people across the country, they want their errands. Read Numbers 32, and you'll understand. I'm sorry, Exodus 32, forgive me. Exodus 32, and you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. They didn't want Moses. They wanted Aaron. And the reason they want their errands is because they want people to lead them, to do for them what it is that they're unwilling to do for themselves. They want men and women that look just like them in the process. And P.S., this is why America's under judgment. I've said it 1,000 times, friends. The reason America is under the judgments of God is because the people are waiting for their favorite politicians, which our forefathers never in a million years did. They made their appeal to heaven. They made their appeal to King Jesus, and no king but King Jesus. Just ask our forefathers. And they led the way as they followed the Christ, Hebrews 13:7. Read it when you get a moment. 1 Corinthians 11:1 falls in line with that as well. But folks, isn't it a good thing that Moses didn't take a poll before bringing the children of Israel into the promised land? Because if he did, he would have never gotten it done. And the reason I'm saying this, folks, is because all across the boards, I see the speakers that people are putting up. I see the people that they're looking to have lead them. You know what they are? They're a bunch of paper tigers. That's all they do is write about what needs to be done, but they don't partake in the answer. And again, this is what's prevalent throughout the land. You have all these people that are hiding behind a microphone. I am not that guy. I am here because this is a call, period, and I'm responding to the call giver out of love for him, Romans 5:5. But folks, my payday is being out there with the people. And why? Because the Lord said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. These men that are hiding behind the microphone and the paper tigers hiding behind the pen, they don't love man. What they're doing is they're doing it for servile purposes, work done for self, for their accolade, for their approbation. Because if they really truly loved you, they'd tell you things that make you mad. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that's what needs to happen. America now needs to be told what they need to be told rather than what they want to be told. But making my point, friends, look at the people that are heading up these events across the country. Even little events and bigger events. Who are they? What have they done? How have they brought about resolve? Furthermore, what kind of resolve are they making reference to? This is what's important. You have to give the resolve to the people, and you got to show them that it can be done. Well, if you don't know who we are, and this is the first time you've been on the show, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit in the basket. That's who we are. That's what we've always done. And here's the other thing. It's never been in this ministry just about showing you what the bad guys are doing. No, it's about dispossessing the bad guys and taking possession because we got God and law on our side. And that's what we've done in this ministry since day one. And we're pushing to do it again and again and again and again. But as a preacher, friends, the only thing that I can do is like what John Wesley said, set myself on fire every day, Hebrews 1:7, so that the world can come watch me burn. But keep in mind, fires are contagious. And if your contagion is that of the Holy Ghost, you're going to get out there and you're going to get busy. So let me do this real quick during the first segment. We have several events coming up. By the way, my second book's coming out. I'm working on my third one. My first one's out, as you well know. And this is available right now. It'll be to you in 3 to 5 days. Keep them coming, folks. Orders are going out every single day. And with that said, I appreciate that. But in the middle of all that we're doing, the events that we have, for all of the people that are listening to me right now, and you have been touched by this ministry, we are going to answer for what we do and for what we don't do. Here, let me challenge you on something. We're not looking for something to do in this ministry. But again, my payday is to be out there with the people. I want to challenge everybody listening to me today to set up events across your communities and to have us come in and to set the fires that you may be able not, or not, you know, you may be unable to set those fires by the Holy Ghost. We challenge you to call us and to set it up so we can come into your community to shake, rattle, and roll and dispossess the enemy, Luke 10:19, and to dispossess means to drive out previous occupants.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Challenging everybody during the first segment to set up an event and to have us come in. We never put a price on the gospel. And by the way, no, we are not charging people $100,000 like Fox News anchors are charging people. And just think about it, folks. They're continuously parroting the message that's given to them that's unconstitutional. Never bringing about resolve. They're charging people $100,000. Okay, I want to say this to the top, to the bottom. I don't care who they are. If they're across the boards and they're not being censored or suppressed, they're a part of the problem, not a part of the answer. And those people are getting paid mad money. People ask us all the time, well, Bradley, what does it cost for you to come in and do, for example, a high school assembly? Well, out of the 365 public high schools that we've done, friends, guess what? We've had to raise the money to do 95% of those high school assemblies. Why? Because all the federal cuts. Because the parents that are supporting these do-nothing conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, they're supporting those guys that are doing nothing but bringing the curse upon the land. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. They're cursed. We're blessed by holding to the word and having to work three times to four times harder than most people are. So set up an event. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Let's encourage people, let's equip people, and let's give people the answers, and let's teach people how it's done. That's why we want to be a part of what's going on. There's a lot of people listening. Let's see how many faithful people there is out there, and let's see what we can do over the next year. 1-866-233-0747. P.S., if you want to call in to today's show, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe Joe Biden was voted in? Of course not. Do you believe he's there by voter fraud? Absolutely. How many people agree that he's a criminal from start to finish? We know his history. We know his record. He is a criminal. And the fact of the matter has not been brought to justice. He's been brought to the People's White House. And as John Calvin rightly said, when God means to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. Yep, put that up against Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15, and Leviticus 26, not in that order, starting in verse 15 as well. I will appoint those that hate you to rule over you, is what the Bible says under judgment. Why? Because the people have failed to keep his commandments and his statutes to keep and to do them. That's why America's in trouble. Isn't it interesting how the mainstream media will try to do their best to convince you that the people love Joe Biden or any other politician, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Remember, they had to fake their Twitter accounts. Biden was busted with 11 million fake accounts. Obama, 19 million fake accounts. Hillary Clinton, 17 million fake accounts. She was also busted taking tax dollars to promote her Facebook page and showing a fiend representation of her support, which she never had. Well, guess what, friends? This is happening all over the world. So you have to ask yourself the question, if not voter fraud, then what is it that puts these criminals into position? Because for the most part, all across the globe, for the most part, they're hated. Now, I've showed you this criminal, this sodomite, Allah-worshipping criminal over in Canada, Justin Trudeau. He's an absolute disgrace. He's an abomination is what he is. He truly is. So is Joe Biden. So is 99% of what you have in D.C. and in the state governments. And I'm talking about those that you see in the mainstream media that are propped up by the mainstream media, the Mockingbird media, trying to put them in a good light continuously. When all the well, like for example, Tim Walz here in Minnesota, we know that we didn't vote him in. 5.9 million people did not vote that criminal in, or Keith Ellison. The state knows that. The state hates him. There's billboards all over the state concerning how much the people have exposed him, Luke 12:2, as being the fraud that he is. He's a total criminal. He's from Nebraska. Keith Ellison's from Michigan. See, they bring him over here, friends, to do to the state what they probably would be unwilling to do in their own states. But the point that I'm making here, friends, it just goes without saying, 1 Kings 13:33, they take the baser sort and they put him up to the top. Why? Because they want to lower the expectation of the people. Instead of it being the law, which is out of sight and out of mind concerning whatever constitution it may be, they withhold the law and they continuously promote their little useful idiot. Right? Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, they're hated. They're hated all across the world. That's why you never see anybody of relevance and legitimacy actually interview anybody in D.C. That's why you always see them on Fox, because Fox is no more legitimate than MSNBC is. Okay, I want to show you something. I want to go over to France, and this is just, I love this stuff because it, again, only solidifies the point that I continuously make. They want you to believe that the people put them in power, but when there's an opportunity to hear the voice of the people, what do? They reject the person that is allegedly appointed by the people. And this is what the mainstream media does not want you to hear, because if you hear it, then you know that you've been lied to. Let's go over to France for a moment. This is President Macron. This guy, honestly, before God, this guy is testing his little wooden sword every step of the way. Someone's going to get a hold of this guy one day, and it's going to be all over, just like for the rest of them. It's a matter of time, okay? But I want to go over to France for a moment, and I want you to hear this, and I want you to see this, because it allies itself with what's going on in the United States of America and countries all over the world. These alleged leaders that went right along with the pandemic, the people hate. And I can say that about the governors in the states, the United States of America, that the people didn't go along with it, and the people did not vote these people in. These people are appointed to continuously oppress. That's it. What happens when the people have an opportunity and you can hear their voice? Listen to this. This is Macron, the president of France, going up in a massive stadium. Listen carefully. They're booing him, folks. Look at him.
In a turn of events that sharply reveals the mood of a nation on the precipice of change, French President Emmanuel Macron was met with an unmistakable wave of derision as he stepped forward to open the Rugby World Cup. A moment of triumph eclipsed by the deep-rooted resentment simmering across France. As the golden evening light fell upon the Stade de France, the stage seemed set for a glorious celebration of athleticism and unity. The atmosphere was electric as beloved actor Jean Dujardin took to the field. A sea of expectant faces greeting a magnificent opening act adorned with acrobats, and the iconic image of an inflatable Eiffel Tower rising in majestic splendor amidst the grandeur of the stadium. But as Macron approached the podium, a sudden and profound shift took place. The jubilant cheers morphed into a cacophony of boos, a vehement rejection of a leader whose policies have sparked uproar and ignited nationwide riots earlier this year. It was a stark reminder of the gulf that now exists between the governing elite and the people of France. A grim testament to Macron's controversial decision to increase the retirement age, an act seen by many as a betrayal of the French social contract. A break from the sacred promise to the hard-working citizens who have toiled tirelessly to build the nation. As Macron bore witness to this unequivocal show of dissent, even his stoic stance couldn't mask the palpable tension in the air. The stadium resounded with echoes of Allez les Bleus, a defiant cry for unity and solidarity.
I want to stop right there, folks, because we know that in America, let's just take it to America for a moment. We know that these politicians are using the party systems to divide and conquer. They know it too. And in some cases, they probably don't. Mark 3:25, Jesus said, if a house stands against itself, it's going to divide. Right? Or a house divided against itself will not stand. Whatever translation you want to read. Mark 3:25. How is it? Somebody help me understand this. How is it that a massive amount of people tolerate the crimes of the ones to lead their country to war and to destruction when they know all the well that they're bought and paid for? Hey, folks, isn't it quite telling that these said leaders, which in America we don't have leaders, our leader is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's his law that we follow here, friends, not man. We don't have leaders in America. We have a limited representative government. They work for us, right? So as we follow the Lord, they follow us by upholding the law. That's their job, period. Read Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. How is it that the people allow the ones to destroy their country, to create wars, and the list goes on? I mean, this guy right here, you got to give it to him, because it's just a matter of just one person breaking open and watching that levee break where the people actually get a hold of him. This has happened, by the way, several times throughout history. And I suspect that this guy right here is testing his steel to see how the people are going to respond to him. If that's what he wants to do, or any one of them wants to do, I guess that's up to them. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA USA News update. Escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante was apprehended in Pennsylvania Wednesday morning.
He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him. They released the dog. The dog subdued him, and team members from both of those teams immediately moved in.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says tactical teams used thermal tech overnight to locate him, waiting for daylight to make the arrest. Inflation is climbing, with recent data indicating a 3.7% increase in the consumer price index. That's up from 3.2% in July. The CPI is a comprehensive gauge of inflation, encompassing consumer prices for items ranging from groceries to fuel. The wife of Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Emma Coronel, is set to be released today from a U.S. prison. She pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering charges back in 2021. John Schaefer, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I got this guy named Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Jeff?
Doing good, Bradley. I'll just give you an update on our big court case that they had up with the ADL. They dropped the case.
Okay, explain to everybody, Jeff, real quick.
On the 2nd of September, there was a big deal about a drag queen, all family fun drag queen show at our local venue here.
They dropped the case. What do you mean they dropped the case?
At the end of August, they had filed for a case against our Attorney General, our sheriff, and our mayor. And they were set to go on September the 8th in front of a local judge.
You're talking about the ones that were advocating for a drag queen show, which is illegal in the United States of America? They were actually bringing you guys to court. On what premise? What was their reference to the violation, besides the fact that they were guilty of it?
They said that it was a violation of their constitutional freedom of speech.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought liberty was the right to do what the law permits.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Yes. It's an abomination, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But they got a judge in Kentucky to do a temporary stay of our state law that was passed this past spring that made the drag shows like that adult entertainment only. No minors allowed. So they're going on the premise that that the state violated their constitutional freedom of speech rights to be able to do their craft, which you know what that is based on. Craft is just a short form of witchcraft in front of minors.
Yeah. Yeah.
In which they were allowed to do because of this federal judge in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And because our local governments are pretty much bought and paid for by the federal government and have been for years, that these federal judges on any state and the ADL and the ACLU have bought and paid for these judges,
yeah,
these federal judges, to get their court cases heard in front of so that they can get their
agreement. It's okay. So here's the deal. I'm looking at your state constitution right now. So I'm looking at Article 1, Section 3, and it says that all men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience, that no man can of right be against his consent, that no human authority can in any case whatsoever control or interfere with the rights of conscience, okay, and that no preference shall ever be given by the law to any religious establishment of mode of worship. But notice your state preamble starts out acknowledging that your rights come from God. God never gave these individuals the right to transgress his law. That's found in 1 John 3:4. So, Jeff, this said judge, there's no better way to say it. And this is the resolve that I've been bringing since day one that I've been on radio. If you want to bring about resolve, you're going to have to start impeaching and prosecuting. Because his job, that's Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, his job is found in Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, to faithfully execute the laws found within. They're pulling stuff out of thin air, trying to confuse the young people in making the kids a prey. You know what, Jeff? The bad guys are probably taken back that the people of the state of Tennessee and throughout the United States haven't overthrown and jailed every single one of these individuals, at least awaiting trial for their crimes against nature, because that's what they're called in state statute, crimes against nature. But they've now come to the realization that the people are so ignorant, they don't even know the difference between right and wrong. Now, I'm not capping on the people. The people are doing this to themselves every step of the way. This judge has no business going there. His job is to discover the law and apply the law. And if he doesn't do that, he sits during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. And if he doesn't, you must remove him and impeach him. That judge needs to know that he is outside of his scope of authority, and that what awaits him is justice. And not just impeachment, because that's today's show. It's not enough for them to resign, not enough for them to impeach or be impeached. They must be prosecuted. That's the only thing that's going to send the message.
We also have to send a message with our local sheriff, our attorney general, our mayor, who allowed this thing to go on, even though a federal judge of another state made a ruling. They should have had the wherewithal and the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say to that judge, we don't acknowledge your authority in our state.
Absolutely.
Our state is not controlled by Kentucky. Our state is not controlled by, unfortunately, our state is controlled by the federal government, because our state takes dollars from the federal government. Our local government takes dollars from the federal government. We've got to stand and get the federal government out of our counties, out of our states.
Jeff, you also
put the federal government
where
they belong, back in their 10 square mile radius area that their authority stops at.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with that. But again, holding it to a lawful resolve, you have the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. What we see is the federal government, again, the tail wagging the dog of the states. The federal government is a creature of the state, not the other way around. The federal government created something called the IRS. They took the purse strings, and then they began to bribe the states, when in fact the states had the power in the first place. They should have never forfeited that. And what they did is they began to plant their little useful idiots in their alliance of hell, Isaiah 28 verse 18, across the country. And it's the people that have allowed this. It's not, and Jeff, I know that you know this, but at the end of the day, everything falls back to the people, the responsibility of the people that tolerate the crimes of those they tolerate. The federal government doesn't rule anybody that doesn't submit to them. Same thing with the state, same thing with tyrants, dictators, arbitrary government, despots, whatever the case might be. You only are ruled by those that you bend your knee to. And if you don't bend your knee to them, they don't rule you. And that's what people got to understand. Again, these people work for you. They're trying to give you the impression that you work for them, and whatever they say goes. And what's interesting is what you were just saying, Jeff. It's when people hear the word a federal judge, a federal judge, a federal judge. Well, just because the federal judge says something doesn't mean all of a sudden he has special authority to go ahead and do what he wants to by being a law unto himself. He's still got to hold to the law that the state judges hold to, but the state judges and the state has every right in the world to say no to the federal government. So we have to get that right in our heads. Everything is backwards, Isaiah 59. I'll give you the last word.
Well, that's just it. Everything's backwards. And yeah. We got to get with our local officials. We got to stand up in unity. The citizens of the counties and the cities have to stand up together and say, we're not allowing this anymore. If you take federal money from the federal government, we're going to make sure that our county commissions and our city commissions make rules to where you don't get none of our money.
Yeah. Well, here's
if
the other thing.
Them, we're not going to pay you. You don't get none of our tax dollars, our sales tax, our property taxes. You get none of that if you take money from the federal government.
Well, the federal government's not above the law neither. So you have to go up the flagpole and hold the responsibility, those that are distributing our money, to go ahead and fund these agendas in the first place. That's where it's going to stop. You have to lay the axe to the root of the tree. And again, if we fail to do that, we're going to get more of what we're getting today. You know what puts a chill up their spine? Turn it on them. Go after them. Hold them accountable. The burden of proof is on them. Show me where you have the authority to do this. You're acting outside of your scope of authority. You need to hold them accountable. You have to. Here, I wanted to show you something. Jeff was just talking about this, and I had this already tabbed up for you. Oklahoma elementary school faces huge backlash. Listen to this. After hiring a drag queen, Chantel Mandalay, as principal, with state superintendent Ryan Walters slamming move as a liberal insanity. Okay? Is this crazy? Okay, so the drag queen in question here, friends, has a history with child pornography. It always goes there. Charges nearly 20 years ago that were later dropped. Why is the government dropping these charges, folks? These are crimes against children. In law, it's called felonious. This is the activity of felons. They're called crimes against nature. You go to prison for a long time. Or at least they sentence you for a long time before you get there, and someone usually takes you out in the first couple of days when you get there, because the prisoners are doing what the judges didn't do according to Scripture. I want to remind everybody, since Jeff brought it up, the people I know, you touch their kids, you don't have to worry about calling the cops, folks. And until you get that in your head, Daddy and Mommy, this isn't going to change. You have your said government advocating crimes against your children. Did I say that the wrong way? Did I not emphasize that the right way? We're talking about your kids, Americans, that the government's mask off is going after. No. And then to get caught up into this little game they call the courts in America, for the most part, people are tired of that. This is why vigilante justice is on the rise. Folks, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so I was going to get to the New Mexico governor issuing orders suspending the right to carry firearms in public across Albuquerque. Wow! Is this woman insane? Look at them testing their unconstitutional steal with the American people. She allures illegals into her state, along with the mayors. This is all over the country. The cartels come across the border. They do in America, in New Mexico, what they did in Mexico themselves. They bring their violent culture with them. They begin to attack the innocent in the state of New Mexico. And so the one that allures them into her state, which, by the way, according to federal law, she is held accountable for every crime that's committed by one of these illegals. I hope you heard what I said. She is held accountable for every one of the crimes committed by the illegals that have been allured over into her state. She is accountable for every crime, according to law. But, of course, nobody pays attention to that. They just think, again, that they can do what they want without consequence. Well, keep talking that way. That's why they do what they do. They depend upon the ignorance of the people in this country. But then she has the audacity to blame law abiders. You can't make it up. She blames the law abiders, the gun owners, in attacking their Second Amendment God-given rights because of the criminals that she's allured into the state of New Mexico. Oh, I'm not making this up. This is how they're treating people in such a fashion because they truly believe that you are as stupid as they want you to believe. How'd that work out for her? It didn't. As a matter of fact, it didn't at all work out for her because not only did she go ahead and test her steel, but the second thing that happened, and this happened pretty quickly, real swiftly, folks, the state lawmakers threatened the New Mexico governor, with impeachment after her suspension of constitutional rights. You can't suspend the Constitution through emergency. There is nothing in the Constitution. Folks, there's a reason for law. There's a reason you're armed. So she wanted you to forget about all that. She wanted you to be put in a position where you can no longer defend yourselves from the cartels that she allured into the state and then tell you better not respond and defend yourselves. She has got to be out of her mind. And she is out of her mind. Okay, so what do? They come in and say, you know what? We're going to go ahead and we're going to threaten her with impeachment. That's not enough. Her resignation, that's not enough. She must be impeached and prosecuted. Americans, everything leads to that. If you want all this to stop, everything leads to that concerning the mainstream media, federal and state governments. Anybody that occupies office, if they're corrupt, everything leads to that. There's your resolve. There's no other way out of it. Your favorite politician is not going to do for you what you want them to do for you. As I was talking about during the first segment, all these people, they're looking for speakers that are just like them, that do nothing but talk and talk more and talk some more. Well, let's go back to Governor Grissom's gun grab. How'd that work out? We will not comply. Visibly armed gun owners defy Governor Grissom's gun grab. They hold rally in Old Town Albuquerque. Hey, folks. Again, can somebody show me her constitutional authority? Guess what, friends? She doesn't have it. She has no constitutional authority at all. Hey, you know what, folks? If she wants to disarm people, look at her and say, you first. All that security, armed security detail that you have around you, protecting you from the people that you're supposed to serve, which did not exist 50 years ago in this country. I know most people don't know that. No. They need armed security detail to protect them from the people that they're serving because they are not working for the people anymore. They're working for special interest groups, and America knows it. Okay, so what happens? Well, let's go over and see what the local sheriff had to say about all this. I want you to see for yourself what he has to say.
But today, it's an important day, and I don't want anybody to
this is
forget,
good.
Our victims lost for 9/11. This morning, my command staff and myself, we went out to an event to honor those victims, and it's still sombering, so I don't ever want anybody to ever forget that. Once I read a short statement, I will answer some questions. As we all know, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued an emergency temporarily suspending open and concealed carry laws for the next 30 days in Bernalillo County. Let me start by saying I'm holding this press conference and to answer many other people's questions, not only on social media, but directly to my phone. One, this is not grandstanding, nor is this to bring attention to myself. We must always remember not only are we protecting the Second Amendment, but at the same time we have a lot of violence within our community. Let me be clear. I hold my standards high, and I do not or never will hedge on what is right. And I take my oath seriously.
Amen.
In reference to concealed carry and open carry, The Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office will not enforce this segment of the order.
Okay, so you just seen it. Okay, here's divine intervention. This sheriff did his job. Most of the sheeple in America, they want to go ahead and party it on. They want to go to their favorite football game. They want to go gamble. They want to go watch pornography. They go want to go do live their own selfish lives, and they want the sheriff to do for them, which, by the way, he did, and he should have done it. He's just another layer of safe vouching the people that he represents. So he did a good job. He did what was right. But the fact of the matter is, folks, if the people were doing this, the sheriff would merely be standing in the background saying the people are not going to put up with it, and of course we're not going to enforce this order in any sense of the word. Okay? So I'm doing a real fast download, not by design, but Jeff kind of made the show for us, so we're going to follow along with that. Okay? Folks, you have to understand something, and I want you to hear this again. There is no constitutional authority whatsoever. Why is she still there? Why is the legislators doing nothing but merely threatening her? Can you imagine if that actually went into force and someone actually exercised their Second Amendment, and what that state and what that governor would have did to that innocent law abider? Don't forget about that when you just give it a pass by threatening her, because rest assured, if that's all you do, she'll do it again and she'll do it again. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Our friend Sheriff Lamb had something to say about it, and I wanted you to see this as well. I'll probably pick this up tomorrow if I get time. I love this topic, and I am honestly embarrassed for the people that still have allowed this individual to remain in office. She is a criminal. She is a tyrant. She's operating and assuming authority that's never been given to her, and that is the element of criminality right there. Is she above the law, Americans? Nope, she's not. So let's go over to our friend Mark Lamb and see what he has to say about this whole thing in Arizona.
Lamb here. So you probably saw this. New Mexico governor suspends the Second Amendment. Now, first of all, this is an order. And as we know from COVID, mandates and orders are not laws. Should not follow the proper channels. Second of all, this is a constitutional violation. But her reasoning is for a public health emergency. Why? Because the leftist progressive policies of New Mexico,
which doesn't exist,
they're having a tough time controlling crime. So her solution is to impede and take away the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. Because I got a newsflash for you, Governor of New Mexico. Criminals don't follow the laws anyway. Most crime we see is done by guns that are illegally possessed anyway. So this is only going to affect law-abiding citizens. And frankly, we have an answer for you. Whether you live in New Mexico or wherever you live, the answer is no.
Okay, see, this is the message. Americans, get behind it. It's who you are. These corrupt, sad representatives that sit in office and dictate at will, they're just hoping that you say, okay, and bow to their very whims. You need to put them in check, because they have never been given that authority from the people they represent, me and you. Here, let's say this together, shall we, friends? And I'm saying this as if we're in a circle with all of us listening together. Let's say it together. No. Come on. No. No. And we're not going to give this a pass. And we're going to impeach. And we're going to prosecute everyone that violates their oath from this point on. How about sending that message? Amen. Hallelujah.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.